Yo, this is Let Me Speak, the podcast that talks about anything and everything, thoughts and minds from a blurred. I'm your host, Frage. Man, we got to talk, because it's 2021, and y'all out here bugging still, like we didn't just have the craziest year last year. So without further ado, this episode is called Y'all Weird as Fuck. And first and foremost, I want to give props to my homie, to my fams, Mr. Mias Diaz. You know, they came up with the t-shirt line, Y'all Weird as Fuck. Definitely hit the hashtag or the handle on IG, Miss Lovely Tatted. It's Miss, like she's married, because she's married, y'all. Miss Lovely Tatted. And definitely check it out. You know, t-shirts, hoodies, and masks. Pretty dope. But without further ado, it's just wild, bro. I don't even understand it in most cases. I just really just have been minding my business. And I hate to say that because everybody utilizes the whole minding my own business thing. But it's just, it's hard when you really just start looking at these people more so as you become a different version of yourself, or you just more or less not really as active as you would be, and you wouldn't notice a lot of different things, to really start seeing a lot of stuff that people post or people just do, in just today's day and age. So we're about to just go through the bullets and talk about some things that I've been experienced or things that I've seen, and just be looking at y'all weird as fuck. We're 2021 right now, and apparently motherfuckers still got issues wearing masks. Look, let me just bust it down plain and simple. If you have a problem with going to someone else's business establishment and wearing a mask, you do not belong in that establishment. Point blank, period. It's really that simple, man. It's their establishment. And we have a whole pandemic going on, whether you agree with it or not, whichever direction you are or how you feel about it. You're not about to go in somebody's establishment and then tell them that they can't do this to you because you have rights. Last time I checked, any establishment that has a set of guidelines that are reasonable within any person, there's no discriminative factor where it's only white people or only black people can come into this restaurant. Like, anybody and their mom can be in this restaurant. The only stipulation is if you're not eating or if you're not seated at your table, you know, you're going to the bathroom or whatever, put your mask on. It's not hard. Not hard at all. It's very, very simple. Especially like for me, I live in Florida and a lot of things are, you know, amped up in terms of capacity wise. So you really need to be on your P's and Q's when it comes to wearing your mask, because you got a lot more people around you. But if you got that kind of problem, don't go to the restaurant. Or, you know, because you feel some type of way because you went to another restaurant where they didn't enforce that, or you went to a bar or anything in that nature, they didn't enforce that. So here's the other caveat to that too. Just because, you know, you invite me somewhere and I'm like, you know what, I'm really not feeling it, it's gonna be a lot of people, I'm well within my rights to refuse it. You can't feel some type of way because of that, because you want to see me and I'm like, you know what, this is just isn't the vibe for me. You know, 2020 has definitely pushed my social anxiety a little bit higher as it pertains to interacting with people, especially on a grander scale with a lot of people in a lot of different places. So I usually pick and choose my moments where I really want to be out in public or in that fashion. Right now, more so, I'm a season ticket holder of Orlando Magic, so I go to my Magic games. And because they're at limited capacity, I actually enjoy it a little bit more, because whoever I'm with, you know, we get that, you know, in that little moment between us, we don't have to worry about a lot of people crowding. We don't have to worry about, you know, taking forever to go and get refreshments if we want it, you know, food or drink, go to the store and pick out any kind of merch that we want. come back to the seat. Yes, the ambiance is a little bit different because you don't hear all the crowds yelling this, that, and the third. And I understand, you know, that makes a difference when it comes to players and whatnot. But at the same time, I enjoy it. It's actually quite, you know, relaxing just to be able to still attend your sporting event and, you know, get that little peace, especially with everything going on. Again, this is also an instance where you have to wear your mask through the duration of the game. You know, it's not like being outside where, you know, you got the heat bolstering your face. Like I've been to a Miami Dolphins game this season when we had it, and you know, you had to wear your mask as well throughout the duration. You know, the sun beaming on your face with it on, it doesn't feel too comfortable, but at the same time, we still muscle through it, so it's not that crazy. But if you really feel some type of way about that sort of thing, an establishment, again, is well within their rights. You can't just sit there and, you know, throw a hissy fit to where management has to call the police and have you dragged out. So now you're at this point now where they can literally detain you and drag you out of their establishment because you didn't want to comply with them. The management has that because it's their business. You know what I'm saying? It's not like you're somewhere out in the open street where the management has nothing to do with you and they feel some type of way and they call the cops, you know, and you're not really doing anything. You know what I'm saying? You are on their premises. They're well within their rights. So, I mean, short and simple, if you don't want to wear the mask, don't be in an establishment. Just don't be weird about it. Don't end up being on somebody's world star or somebody's video because you want to act a fool. And it's crazy because a lot of these instances you see, it's a lot of older people. I mean, yeah, you may see some younger folks as well, you know, well within their privileged mindset, thinking that they're not within their rights from what they're doing to them and yada yada yada. And to me, it's childish. You guys got to get over that shit. So with that being said, we're in January. We're mid-January. We're already starting out with this wild shit. You gotta cut the crap. My second ticket, this one is always bothering me because of how things transpire. And I can't say it's everybody, so that's why I don't want to hold everyone accountable. But with the situations that transpire more recently, this shit really kind of irks my soul. So borrowing money from people. If everybody runs into a situation, they don't have it or they need it for something, I completely get that. There's nothing wrong with that. We all hurt at some point. But I feel like there's some guidelines. Personally, these, I guess it just run less with me personally. If someone asks me, hey, yo, is it cool if I borrow X, Y, and Z amount of money? I'm kind of hurting for the month, for the moment. I'll pay you back. I'm a type of person like, all right, bet. Because at the same time, again, I've been there in situations in my life, but at the same time, I hold myself accountable for that moment where I'm asking somebody for it. I hate asking for borrowing people for money. Like it literally has to be legitimately the last thing that I can do before anything else to where I'm asking somebody else for money. Cause you never know what kind of situation they're in, you know, but don't place an unrealistic date of when you could pay somebody back just for the sake of the fact that you might be able to get that money from them, because you're being dishonest right up from the jump. And what I mean by that is that let's say you ask somebody for some money, right? And you say, yeah, I'll pay you back in 2 weeks, you know, when I get my paycheck. Now, not to say that you may or may not had the intention to do that sort of thing, which is understandable. But at the same time, if you know that 2 weeks has come by, you got your paycheck, and you don't have it, tell them. 9 times out of 10, either one or two things is going to happen. Either they're going to be upset with you because you didn't have it by the time frame they had. But if you explain it to them as to why, or you know what may have transpired, then they're going to be more understanding than you not saying anything at all. You not saying nothing at all makes you like the worst. Because here's the thing. It's not about the fact that, you know, and this is me personally. If you couldn't pay it back at that time, that's cool. I mean, of course, I want my money at the time and say you did, first and foremost. But at the same time, if you're not even going to give me the consideration of letting me know, hey, I ain't got it right now, this is what came up, but then, you know, at least be able to, you know, give me another date or give me an update or anything in that nature, that just lets me know that you don't care about when you plan on paying me back, because you're not going to give me that common courtesy of giving me, keeping me updated of when I'm getting my money. Again, I'm doing you the favor. So if you can't give me the decent courtesy of giving me an update, like, you're already burning that bridge with me. And you can't, and then there are people who be like, oh, well, you're blowing it out of proportion. You know, I'm gonna pay you back, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, look, listen, all this extra right now is not warranted. I don't care about all this you're telling me right now, because at this point you've already went over and did the wrong. You know what I'm saying? You're not giving me that positive feedback or that reassurance, for that matter, that you're gonna pay me back. So then time dwindles on, and then I gotta ask you about it. That's the other part about when somebody owes you money, is having to literally hunt them down about it because they're not giving you an update. Who do I look like? Like, it was peaches and cream when you were able to ask me and I got you the money and it was all gravy, but now you can't give me the common courtesy of being like, yo, this is what happened, I got you on this date. Or better yet, not even give me part of what you owe me. Like, if you tell me, hey, I need to borrow some money, I won't be able to do it fully, but I can get you in installments. Do you know what that tells me? That tells me, hey, okay, he really needed the money. He won't be able to pay it fully in back, but he's able to do it in installments. If I have to hunt you down and then you tell me you're going to do it in installments, I would be a little upset, because I had to come and hunt you down for the money that you owe me. But I won't be as mad if you can explain to me like these particular dates and you own up to it. Now, if you tell me this afterwards and you're still MIA, like, you might as well just wrap it up. You're in my eyes, you're the worst kind of scum. And I'm gonna put that off 21 jump. I don't want nothing to do with you, because at the same time, that leads me to believe that there's any other situation that's like that, you're gonna act accordingly. And I don't need that in my life. The people to have the audacity to really just go through and be that way to certain people is just wild. Like, y'all are really weird. Like, I don't understand that. Like, it's something so simple that you drawn out and made it so much more than what it needed to be. It just doesn't make any sense to me. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you know you can't own up to it, don't even ask in the first place. You could find other ways. Or, you know what I'm saying, just don't ask them. My OnlyFans people. All right, I get it, man. Y'all want to make an extra buck doing little things that you're probably already doing anyways, but you know you see the ability to make a little side change. I get it. What I have a problem with is these people, and this is just more or less, again, personal experience. Dating. So these dating sites or whatever, because, you know, we're in the 21st century. Not all access to individuals in terms of dating is simple nowadays, especially with COVID. You know, and everybody's not going to be out. You're not going to be able to mix and mingle like that. So these dating profiles that are created just to have somebody, just to advertise your OnlyFans profile. Like, what the fuck? I literally had a conversation with somebody. And it was like, yo, so I didn't really put too much on the profile. I just have my social media handle. And like, so me, I've seen profiles where people don't have like a bio or whatever. They'll have like their social media profile, and you know, you hit them up on their social media profile and the first thing they send you is, hey, what's up? And then they hit you with the OnlyFans ad. And I'm like, so before you proceed further, I had to ask a question. I was like, before you proceed further, is your profile solely based on promoting your OnlyFans? Yes. And I was like, if that's the case, I'm all good. And she's like, well, I didn't have anything on my profile, you know, just had a few pictures in my Snapchat, blah, blah, blah. So why would you pursue it? I'm like, what are you like? Are you slow? Like, the site is for dating, not advertising your OnlyFans. So you're already putting me in a false pretense, because I'm essentially false advertising at this point, because I'm in the thoughts and minds to try and date or court, as you will, you, and you're about trying to sell your videos and pictures to me. And so I had to give him the goodbye. And I'm just like in my head, like, yo, was I wrong? Did I do something wrong? Like, I had these moments, like when these weirdos do shit like this, I just be like in my head, I'm like, am I thinking about this wrong? Am I at fault at this? Am I doing something wrong? But like, seriously, and I'm seeing it more and more where they're just really profiles with just for advertising their OnlyFans or advertising their business. And I'm like, yo, are you really struggling in terms of marketing where you have to go on dating profiles to sell your product? Now, I'm not talking like people are making like advertising edibles, like all of this. And I'm just, or even people like on my social media sites that advertise it, you know, it is what it is. If you want to take your profile that you have with all your followers or whatever and now advertise your OnlyFans, to each his own. But I don't know, man. It's just real to me, it seems like an easy way out if you have to go and utilize the people that you know you've been talking with in that sense to advertise your OnlyFans because you don't want to go through and work marketing wise. That just seems lazy. But again, it is what it is. So yeah, OnlyFans on dating and social media, that's just weird to me. I don't understand the purpose of that. Sharing unnecessary shit on social media. So look, I get it, you know, people advertise it all the time, you know, it's my page, I do and share what you want, blah 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 blah, boom. Okay, there's a double-edged sword to that, because you can't just go and say whatever the hell you want to and not expect ramifications from anybody. Because here's the thing, if it's something serious and these, you got families and friends that are following, and then they're gonna call you out on this context, you can't then be upset about it, because these are the people that are supposed to care about you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't, I always hate that it's the, you know, it is what it is, or accept it as it is. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, okay, if no one said anything to your context or your profile, you're gonna feel some type of way. If someone says something about your profile, you're gonna feel some type of way. So you can't have it both ways, baby. That's not how it's gonna work. And especially where it comes to, you know, relationship stuff, or it comes to just instance with family members and friends, you know, hash out the issues with them on a phone call, not where you got to publicize it and then you got to bring everybody else involved that really honestly didn't give two fucks initially, but since you put it out there, now they got to see it and then they got to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? And then on top of it, don't go and post like some shit where nobody really cared about X, Y, and Z. But at the same time, you're also the same person that it's my page, I do what I want. Like, you can't, you're offy as hell. You can't do that. Like, it's not how this works. Like, at this point, this is where you would normally go and talk to the people that you really want to talk to about the situation. But instead, you feel as though that everybody and their mom needs to really hear about you airing out your laundry. Meanwhile, your closet's full of laundry and you ain't want to go wash the shit. Like, come on, man. Let's be real about that. It don't make no sense to me. It just, motherfuckers is weird, bro. Like, women. I love y'all and I hate y'all at the same damn time. it's really, really, really funny to me. I'm gonna go with this and it's just understand what the topic is. Disconnect the entanglement. This is what we want to leave with that. If you meet somebody and y'all start chatting and, you know, it doesn't pan out to how you want to, or, you know, you don't like it how it is, just cut it off. Don't leave it there to linger. Because here's my problem, and I'm just gonna put it in a situation, right? Again, from my livelihood, just my experience. You get involved with somebody, right? You start talking, chit-chatting, and you're trying to really engage with getting to know them better. You want to do things, you know? Obviously, it's a little different, difficult with everything going on here, but you still want to make that effort, right? And the individual is always busy. Women, this is going to be my biggest pet peeve with women who have X, Y, and Z and is always busy going on. I implore you, for any kind of goals that you have in life or anything, aspirations that you want to achieve, by all means, obtain it. But here is the big but. Do not talk about you want to get into a relationship or start dating or seeing somebody, and then don't ever give them the opportunity to try and establish something with you. Come up with another excuse as to why you can't do this. And yet, in the same pretense, end up doing X, Y, and Z with your girlfriends. So if I see that, clearly I know right off the jump, you prioritize your time for who you wanted to see. I was not on that list of those people. Don't give me it's my girlfriend, it's my close friends, it's my family members, because guess what? Again, those are those people important to you. They are also more important than the person that you started to talk to in terms of dating. So you can't allow somebody to sit here and linger on and having the false hope of possibly dating you, and then, you know, be upset when they just stop talking to you, because you caused that problem. You created that void between them. You put the disconnect there. And so they moved on. So don't come towards any individual like that, because you're the first one to want to sit there and post I'm tired of people wasting my time. It's 2020, waste my time, .com, .org. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't, your mindset's so half backwards, you don't even realize that you're fucking up in the first place. Weird as shit. And I wanted to say women because I'm a male. Please understand, men do it too. And I understand, and I get that. But because I am a male, I'm going to bring it up for women. And again, these are my experiences. So these are thoughts and minds of a blurred. So just understand that. All right. Cut the shit. If you don't want to at the time, just say that. If you don't want to really, if you weren't really serious, you just wanted to talk to somebody, just say that. It'll save you a whole lot of time. It'll save me a whole lot of time. It'll save those people that are actually invested in wanting to be in a relationship a whole lot of time. Because at that point, they know that. And if they, you know, at some time or whatever, they don't have a problem with chatting with you just about that, then that's cool. There's nothing wrong with that. But you're trying to harness and hold on to their attention, and that's just not right. Like, y'all are really just, y'all, it's selfish. Selfish as fuck, to say the least. I don't get it. Probably the last thing I want to talk about is just more so with the world and the vaccine thing. And it goes back to, you know, just, it's almost kind of like the mask thing, right? I personally haven't taken the flu vaccine in a very long time. And, you know, I have a high immunity. I take care of myself. I work out. I very, very rarely get sick. You know, I want to think that I'm blessed in that sense. And I continue to move forward and take care of my body accordingly. You know, when I do get sick, I take my fluids, I take my vitamins, I do what I have to. I'm not saying that you shouldn't take a flu vaccine because of that, because there are also people who have low immunities that may need that, you know, that little boost to help their, you know, their antibodies try and fight whatever cold or sickness variant that the flu has brought out this year or next year in the future. So the COVID vaccine, I'm a little shaky with, just because of the fact of how expeditiously this vaccine came about. You know, you could talk to me about, oh, science is advanced, yada, yada, yada. A year, this variant of COVID that's been around now has a vaccine within under a year. that doesn't sound crazy to you? All the other sicknesses and stuff that's been going on in this world, you know, we never sit here and talk about, you know, the vaccines that come out this quickly. And so I'm on a pause with that. Will I take the vaccine? I probably will at some point. But I also know at the same time, I mind my P's and Q's when I'm at the grocery store, or I'm at the gym, or I'm out in a restaurant. I wear my mask. I keep my distance. That's the other part of this, is that if you're not going to wear a vaccine, that's cool. But you also, what you're not going to do is just walk out and be wild and then, you know, curse the world if you get sick, or, you know what I'm saying, like somebody enforces you to wear the vaccine because of an employer. Because you're not taking care of yourself in the first place. You feel like it's fake, it's phony, and it doesn't exist. You know, I know a lot of people that have caught it, have it, died from it. So something exists, and you know, a lot of people are taking that into consideration. So for me, is if you don't feel like you should take it, then don't. But don't not take care of yourself in the meantime either, because that's just weird. You're really just asking to be an example for COVID. And if you don't agree with it, that's not my problem. This is just a perspective for myself. But it's just really weird for me to see these people talk about a vaccine like that, but then also don't want to take care of themselves and protect themselves from the other aspects of it. It doesn't make sense. I also, and you might be upset with me if you know me because I'm saying this, but if my essential workers aren't the first ones who, you know, have access, or, you know, being offered the vaccine before everybody else, I don't feel as though that should be a thing. I think that's just weird to me. You know, these people that are frontline and have to deal with people that are sick with it should be the ones that have the first access to it. And I mean, like, if we're going to talk mandating, and it was just funny because somebody was talking about, you know, I'm afraid that they're going to mandate. And someone said, I don't think that's going to happen. And I was like, do you guys not realize that children have been taking vaccinations for school for forever now? So if you feel as though that no one can mandate someone to take a vaccine because you think there's going to be a lawsuit, you are sadly mistaken, because I would think that there would be a plethora of lawsuits out for people who, you know what I'm saying, didn't take the vaccines for children to go to school. I mean, you had kids that got homeschooled or X, Y, and Z. I also feel that teachers definitely should have access to it. I don't know if that's forefront. To me, that's also wild that they shouldn't, because again, who are the first ones that are going to have access to it? The kids. And kids aren't always the cleanest individuals. And I mean, you know, they got interactions with their parents and their siblings who may be out doing X, Y, and Z. So there's so much access or vulnerability, to say the least, to this virus, and not the precautions that are soundly taken. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. But people just continue to be weird. I mean, I heard my friend of mine post the other day where he was going out of the gas station and someone literally pulled a mask out of the gas station and put it on their face. Like, if that's not weird as fuck and an example of 2020, 2021, I don't know what it is, man. It's just some wild shit. I don't know. It's the beginning of the year, and hopefully it gets better, but we'll see. We'll see how that transpires. But this is your boy Frage, and this concludes the episode of Let Me Speak. I hope y'all had an awesome weekend, and I'll hear you to you next time. Be safe. God bless.